Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, if men would praise God, if they would praise him for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. Don't let your hip ache stop you from praising him. Don't let what you left at home stop you from praising him. Don't let what somebody else said in the news stop you from praising God. Don't let what somebody, the report you got from the doctor, stop you from praising God. Oh, what help we find, what strength there is in praising God. Yes, it is. There's something about praising God releases the trouble and the stress that's trying to control you and bring you into a place of freedom and liberty where you want to be, and it belongs to you. Hallelujah. So I said, oh, if men, women, boys and girls will stop talking about their trouble and talking about their sorrow and began to say, for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever, I will lift my voice, I will lift my hands, I will say, Lord, you're good to me, and I'm going to praise you with my whole heart and everything that is within me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Your children is not doing right. If your husband is not doing right, if the wife is out of order, you ought not to be going telling your neighbor down the street or calling somebody on the phone and talking about how bad things are. But you ought to lift your voice and say, Lord, I thank you that you have my life in your control because I gave it to you. I'm going to praise you in the midst of my trouble, in the midst of my distress. I'm crying out to you, for you are my deliverer. And you have always been God to me. You always delivered me. And you're not going to leave me now. Hallelujah. Amen. Why did I say that? Because he's already said, I will never leave you. Nor forsake you. Come on. Come on, Ursha. Come on, Ursha. Come on, because y'all don't know it. I sure could preach. Come on, Urches. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, if men would praise the Lord. What are we going to do, Christian Fellowship? Oh, if men. We can't talk about other, we can encourage them, but what are we going to do here? Huh? Oh, if men would praise the Lord for his goodness. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have you been with people and been in situations? Man, people failed, they gave up on you, they abandoned you, but the Lord had never left you, have it. If any leaving, guess who have to leave? He'll never leave, nor forsake. Stand with me, everyone. Father, we bless you, we honor you. We say you're the greatest. There's none like you, there'll never be any. And you're our Father. You are God. You're good. And we want to say it because it helps us. Your mercy endures forever. Had it not been for your mercy, your goodness, your loving kindness, your loving compassion, we wouldn't be here tonight. We would be doomed. But oh, you saved us just in time. You imparted to us all that you are. And you made it available that we could partake of it, everything, life to the full, peace and joy, health and prosperity, sound mind, oh God. We can be a partaker of your divine goodness and a beautiful life to live in the midst of a troubled world. We said thank you. That's why we are here tonight, Lord. We just want to tell you, we are so appreciative of you. We're so grateful for what you've done. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us express ourselves and take us further. We want to go further. So we bring our gifts, this offering we give so freely. And you said you love a cheerful giver. And we don't take it lightly when we release seeds. That which is precious to us, we won't bring to you something that we don't count as valuable. We don't look in our wallet and our purses and just get up a little something just to pass off time. But we bring to you that which is dear to us. And we present it to you tonight as our gifts, as our seed. Because we want to see the work you're doing go further. Be spread it, proclaimed, and told, and shared around the world. So we know it takes money to do these things. So tonight, Lord, as we bring our gifts, we thank you that you multiply these seeds and increase the fruits of our righteousness. That we come short in nothing, but it multiplies. Increases come in abundance to the overflow until we want no more. So we thank you for blessing your people with abundance of increase, causing them to rise above every circumstance, every bit of every wall of confinement and containment, and they rise above that and overflow in the blessing. That they have nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken, but everything is whole and complete. That they are financially fit. They can do whatever you tell them to do. They can be a blessing to the family and other peoples as well. We're so grateful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for increase like never before. We thank you again for what you've done in this sanctuary, this facility. Now we thank you that the completion of it, money coming from every direction, increasing your people. They are not tired and they won't become wearied, but they'll stay with the task because grace, you have graced us with the ability to never get wearied, but increase in our strength. So we call these facilities finished. We call them filled with people hungry for you. And we thank you that you get the glory, that we are people that will glorify you. There'll be a roaring sound come from this place that will call heaven to be thrilled and the earth to never be the same because your presence, your power will flow across this land. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.